With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Details on the Billings campaign appearances for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have been released. Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to speak tomorrow night on behalf of his wife's campaign. He'll speak at Will James Middle School at 7:30. Donald Trump's campaign announced a rally next Thursday at Billings Metro Park. That event is scheduled for 4:30 p.m. Montana University System Regents heard testimony today about an $8 million gift to Montana State University by Greg Gianforte, the Bozeman software entrepreneur who's running for governor as a Republican. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Last week, Greg and Susan Gianforte's family foundation announced a gift that, if approved, would establish the Gianforte School of Computing. Head of MSU's Computer Science Department, John Paxton, told the Board of Regents that this donation would enable the university to better serve its students.
What we have been noticing is that kind of statewide and even nationwide, there is a growing need to educate more students with computer science and computational thinking skills.
Gianforte founded the software development company Right Now Technologies in Bozeman in the 1990s. In 2004, Oracle Corporation bought it for $1.5 billion. Democrats have challenged the Republican candidate on his motives and the timing of his donation. Regent Robert Nyston acknowledged that some people may question the gift, but also said it could impact students for generations. The Board of Regents will vote on the name change of MSU's Computer Science Department Friday morning. A Montana University System spokesperson said politics will not be a consideration in the decision. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Federal agents have raided one of Montana's largest medical marijuana dispensaries. Edward O'Brien reports.
Drug Enforcement Administration agents descended on Montana Buds in the Bozeman area Wednesday morning.
I have seen them haul off some marijuana plants. You know, they do have a hazmat response team down here and fire department today. It's kind of a circus.
That's Mike Winters, who owns a metal fabrication shop next to Montana Buds in Four Corners. He estimates about 30 law enforcement officers remained on scene Thursday. A DEA spokesman tells Montana Public Radio only that ongoing enforcement activity is underway in the Bozeman area. Montana Buds operates 8 stores in the state. Company representatives declined comment. Montana Cannabis Industry Association spokeswoman Kate Holova says she has no idea what spurred this week's raid.
But, you know, my guess would be it's one of two things. One is they're bad actors. Two is our vague laws have created a problem. Either way, I-182, the Medical Marijuana Initiative, is the answer.
In 2004, Montana voters legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. 6 years later, the legislature passed a bill restricting access to the drug. I-182 proponents say it would overturn those restrictions and create a more responsible system. The campaign's collected half its stated goal of 36,000 signatures. It needs 24,175 valid signatures before June 17th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
University of Montana President Royce Engstrom received an award today from the Montana Associated Students. Bree Zender reports.
Engstrom won Administrator of the Year at a Montana University System Board of Regents meeting. Engstrom received the award for how he handled a mass layoff of UM faculty and staff this year. Those layoffs were due to steady enrollment decreases over the last 5 years. UM Student Government President Cody Meixner presented the award to Engstrom.
For his leadership and steadfast dedication to shared governance and academic excellence during a campus and truly system-wide crisis.
Student governments from all state universities across Montana selected Engstrom for this award. Bree Zender, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Montana state prison guard has been accused of smuggling methamphetamine and marijuana into the prison in exchange for cash. A federal grand jury indicted Martin Reap on conspiracy, drug possession, drug distribution, and bribery charges earlier this month. Reap pleaded not guilty during an arraignment today in Missoula. The indictment alleges that Reap conspired with unnamed inmates to smuggle the drugs into the Deer Lodge prison for distribution to other inmates between February of 2015 and last month. In return, Reap allegedly received more than $5,000 from others who participated in the drug smuggling conspiracy. Federal public defender Michael Donahoe, Reap's attorney, was traveling and did not immediately return a request for comment. A Montana Department of Corrections spokeswoman declined to comment. A wet and cooler spring has eased drought concerns over parts of western Montana, but severe drought conditions remain along the Rocky Mountain front after two straight winters of lower snowfall and warmer temperatures. The recent spate of warm temperatures triggered an early snowmelt that could mean lower flows in some rivers and streams throughout the summer. That's if May and June rains fall below normal. The governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee, which convened today at the Capitol, continues to monitor the situation. It's currently making a county-by-county assessment of drought risks. Weather and water supply experts say summer drought conditions will depend on how much rain the region gets over the next 2 months, which are usually two of the year's wettest. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.